What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Joining us now, he is the Packers Hall of Famer, the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Follow him on Twitter at Gilbert Brown. Gilbert, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm good, brother. What's going on with you?
Not much. Not much is going on. Mitch said to say hi to you, but he says every time he says hi to you, you talk about wanting to punch him in the face, so...
Either that or I just try and blow him off, either or, you know, just get out the way, homeboy.
Just get out of the way, keep on moving. Okay.
Those purple shirts.
I want to get your thoughts on a bunch of different things concerning this Packers team, but before that, I want to make sure that we talk about some of the cool stuff that you got coming up here in the Milwaukee area. First, let's start off talking about the Trenches Lineman Camp. Lineman camp that you have coming up here July 30th and August 1st at the MFC Sports Complex. What's going on with that?
Well, me and Santana, I think we got a lot of knowledge in the game of football. So we want to spread our knowledge to all these young guys out here and get them straight for the football season.
All right, so what are we talking about here as far as age groups and stuff that you want to see out there? Registration is... July 30th from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's at 4170 North Liddell Avenue in Glendale. Again, that's the 30th and August 1st. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. What ages are we looking for?
We're looking for the high schoolers. You know, if it's some college guys out there that is trying to get themselves right before they go to camp or anything like that. But basically, we're targeting the high schoolers and trying to get them to be able to play the game at a high level.
So what are we talking about here? Are we talking about like going over what they should be doing, eating, weightlifting? Are we talking about technique? Are we talking about college recruiting? Like how far in depth are you guys going?
Well, we're going to put the college and pro perspective on it, you know what I'm saying, from how to conduct yourself, from how do you be eating, how do you be working out, putting in some moves, you know, and learning how to play the game, run and pass, you know. We're going to hit the whole chart gambit, man, and I think between me and Santana, we should be able to get that across and don't just think it's just for defensive linemen. We're going to do offensive linemen too. Because, you know, we know a little bit of everything.
You know a lot about a lot of things. No question about that. He's Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Famer, the Gravedigger. Follow him on Twitter at Gilbert Brown. Have you watched any of this Hard Knock stuff with the New York Giants by chance?
Yeah, absolutely not.
This offseason thing is... It's interesting, I think, from a fan perspective that obviously that doesn't know how this whole thing works. But the whole idea of, you know, the general manager getting on the phone and kind of going back and forth with the player and telling them they're going to let him go test free agency and come on back to us and tell us what you get. And then we'll tell you if we can match it or not. And then eventually they're like, no, we don't want to pay that much. And you essentially let him go to the Eagles. Your conversations that you've had with GMs that you've played for over the years, did it ever get to that point where they essentially said, yeah, sure, go see what you can get and come back to me? Or what were those conversations like with GMs over the years for you?
Well, everything evolves, Sparky. You know what I'm saying? From that aspect of it to getting on the field. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, you try not to have a conversation like that with your GM. You know, you try to let your agent handle that, you know, because, you know, you don't want to burn any bridges or get mad because they told you one or the other. But nowadays, man, it's just totally different, man. They go straight to the horse's mouth and figure it out from there. And the thing is if a team really wants you, they're going to put up the fourth effort to get you. And if they don't, then they're going to let you go out, test the market. And if you don't get what you want, you got to come back to them. You know, it's just plain and simple.
The draft process, they have the cameras at the combine and they're all cramped into this room. And there's got to be, I don't know, 10, 15 guys from the Giants front office. And then they put the player in a chair with all of them looking at him. And then it's like rapid fire questions. That is insane. Like, that is like in my mind, what I envisioned and what I actually saw are two completely different things from what I was thinking. Like, I was thinking it was like a big suite, there's couches and stuff, and it's kind of more chill. And instead, you're packed in there like sardines, and it's like you're under a spotlight at a police station.
Yeah. It can get like that. I mean, back when we was going through the combine, man, you felt like a cattle.
Yeah,
you know, you're walking around in your underwear and you're getting all prodded and all this stuff. And then they sit you down and then they just drilling you. Because, you know, you have to look at it like they're putting an investment in you and you can't. It's all basically like a job interview, but in a different way to have all these people in your face.
So for the quarterback, they got the quarterback up there drawing plays, changing positions, changing players, yada, yada, yada. For a defensive lineman, what was that line of questioning like in the draft process?
Well, I mean, it's a process to where you're talking to the head coach, you're talking to your position coach, you're talking to the defensive coordinator, you're trying to figure out if you fit in this scheme, you're trying to figure out if you're going to fit in this community. And I mean, it's just a whole different thing that evolves. You know, the questions get tougher. You know, the backgrounds, they do extensive backgrounds on you, and some things slip through, some things don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just to the point where they got to figure out if you fit on their team.
Talking with Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Famer, the Gravedigger. Follow him on Twitter. Ed Gilbert Brown, refresh my memory. I know things got all screwed up in Minnesota, and you ended up in Green Bay. Did you ever test free agency and then come back to Green Bay at any point, or were deals kind of already in place, or did you ever have to go through that process?
Well, I was a guy that was never, I was never leaving, regardless. You know, I was never leaving. I don't care how much money was on the table. I don't care what. So that's probably the wrong. I'm probably the wrong guy to answer that because I wasn't going anywhere. I love Green Bay. I had an opportunity at the end when Mike Sherman let me go to the Kansas City Chiefs and worked out with them and did different. I just said, you know what? If I'm not in the green and gold, I'm done. So that's what happened.
How do people not love Gilbert Brown, man? The big teddy bear, the grave digger. Follow him on Twitter at Gilbert Brown. I'm excited. I think everybody's excited about this Packers season coming up and switching to this 4-3 defense. And you and I have kind of already talked about this in the past. But watching this Hard Knocks thing, man, like, okay, so you decided like Saquon Barkley go, fine. He's older. He's a running back. The stigma that goes along with that in the National Football League, fine. I guess I get it. The Xavier McKinney thing, I did not understand at all. I mean, he's, 25 years old, had unbelievable coverage grades and everything else, played really well last year. They didn't show any negotiations with him at all. They showed the whole Saquon thing. McKinney, not at all. Then the number comes out. They see it on NFL Network or whatever it was in the GM's office. And he's like, oh, my God, that's like $18 million a year. And he looks, he's like, that makes him the second highest paid safety in the league. I don't understand how, if you've got a player at that level in the prime of his career, in his mid-20s, how you allow that dude to walk away unless the Packers and everybody else is completely missing something.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like somebody got an inside track on something. You will never know what that is unless somebody open their mouth and say anything. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting there looking at TV.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And last night, and I was listening to Ron Wolf talking about how he got Brett Favre over there and what they had to give up to give him to get him there. And I did not know that he did not pass his physical. So they was putting everything in the basket. But it came out like a bunch of roses, you know what I'm saying? So that's how it's a hit and miss type of thing. But until you really find out all the ins and outs about it, you'll never know.
Could you imagine if that Favre trade would have happened in the age of social media? People would have lost their minds on Ron Wolf. I would have lost my mind if I was doing a sports talk show at that point on Ron Wolf. Dude's third string, and you gave up a one? What are we doing here? Oh, my God. People would have went crazy, Gilbert.
But you see what happened. You see the end result, right?
So, yeah.
Hey. I don't know. Ron Wolf is Mr. Ron Wolf is a totally different animal when it was coming to putting pieces together and putting a team together.
You think this Jordan Love deal is going to get done here soon? Or do you think this is going to drag on? I think the Packers, and again, I don't know what he's asking for or the ins and outs of the negotiations, but you can't let this drag into training camp and preseason and the regular season because it's going to be a huge distraction for him and everybody else.
You know, that's the thing, man, because you go back to when they were talking about whatever his name is, and everybody talking about this, that, and that. When they had the opportunity to lock that boy in, because you know he was going to be, I knew he was going to be a monster. I knew it. We got to wait till 8 games in, and then we'll figure that. See, now you got to pay the piper. So stop playing and go and get that boy whatever you want. Back the Brinks truck out. Start passing out hot dogs and for a dollar something. Get that boy his money so we can move on.
Yeah, they got to pay him one way or the other. You can't afford it. You have no backup plan. You don't have another option. If this doesn't work and you go to free and you go to franchise tag him next year, you're just going to burn that bridge completely. And then what if Jordan Love goes, this is cool and all, and I went through training camp and preseason, but I'm not playing week one without an extension. If he holds out, it's over. He holds out 5-6 weeks. It's over. And everybody in the NFL is laughing at the Packers. Like, you have to get this done.
Man, and here's the thing that the people don't understand, the different eras in quarterbacks. Everybody that right now, the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks is Mahomes, Love, and you just pick the boy from Texas and all these guys, so many new crop. Don't play with these guys. And nobody going to play with Mahomes. If Mahomes say, I want more money, they're going to give it to him. You see what I'm saying? So this kid right here, he's the future. He's got so many years ahead of him. I mean, our quarterbacks play for 15, 20 years. So what are y'all doing? That is a no. If I was second in command, I'd walk up there and slap taste out of Gudikin's mouth. Man, you better get this done.
Yes, totally agree. Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Famer, the Grave Digger. Follow him on Twitter at Gilbert Brown. You're gonna be in town here coming up shortly as well because you're coming in to celebrate Leroy Butler's birthday. That is definitely not on the day of this event. It's before that. We don't need to get in when that is.
Who'd you say?
36, as Leroy likes to talk in numbers. I'll say 36.
Yeah, you said Leroy. I call him Leroy.
Leroy.
Lean on the Lee, man. He from Florida. We're going to go Leroy. He ain't went French.
But, Leroy. But you know, when he got big, it became Leroy. So I just go with Leroy.
I'm trying to see how I can change my name.
But you know what? He didn't change it again after he made the Hall of Fame. I thought there might have been a third name pronunciation coming after he made the Hall of Fame.
I think he called me Jabert. How about that? Jabert Brown.
Okay, so Leroy has his birthday celebration coming up. By the way, happy birthday to Gary Ellerson. It's his birthday today, by the way.
Oh, Tight G's got a birthday, huh?
Tight G's got to let
him breathe now. It's his birthday now.
So Leroy's birthday celebration is coming up Sunday, July 28th. So that is not this weekend, but the following weekend. At Chef's Table, Milwaukee. And it's a pretty cool deal. People can go and sign up today if you want to reserve tickets for that. It's chefs-, like literally like a hyphen type deal, tablemke.com, chefs-tablemke.com. Event 3 to 7 o'clock, VIP reception from 2 to 3. And I have an issue with this, if we're being honest. Hall of Famer Leroy Butler and Leap Vodka, special guest and comedian Charlie Behrens and Behrens Brandy. I got to scroll all the way down here. And then it says, additional special guests and friends include the Gravedigger Gilbert Brown. But where is your specialty alcohol of choice or food or something? Like, you got to have something here, man.
See now, Sparky, I'm glad you said something. Like, you said it, so I can say something.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Now, see, I don't care who it is or whatever it is. When Leroy called me, I'm there. There ain't no fluff, no nothing. You might need to get an extra chicken bone or something, but I'm there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why I'm on the bottom of the totem pole, but I'll take it just because I ain't got no gold jacket or nothing. But like I say, he better address me as Javert when I get in there.
I mean, it could have been like additional special guests and friends include Rami Makhlouf and the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Like that wouldn't have been right either. Like, no, man, you're not just an additional special guest. You're like the main guy. Listen to me. No, I'm being serious. The Gravedigger, Charlie Behrens. I know Charlie Behrens is popular, but if we're talking about Packer fans, man, you had your own damn burger back in the day. Like, how? Man, I'm just saying, man, you should be higher up on the site, man.
I'm with you, Sparky, but you know what? I'm just glad I'm there, man. What better be? For me to sit there at the table and listen to all that, I better have something to eat.
I mean, this looks pretty cool. So, again, go ahead, sign up now. Go to chefs-tablemke.com and make sure to check that out. We all love Leroy Butler. We just give him a hard time. So it's fun. I always love it. Okay, so one more time here on the way out. Tell everybody about your camp that you guys got coming up.
Yeah, me and Santana are going to be out there teaching how to play the game, how to conduct yourself, just all kind of different things, questions, answers. We'll have them all. It'll be a great time. And like I said, we're trying to help these young guys have a better way and a better feel of how to play the game. And I hope we ain't got to dress up for Leroy's deal because I ain't got nothing to wear.
I guarantee you do. I can but promise you, you do. There's like crystal footballs he's giving away as part of the deal and the whole deal.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you better rent yourself a tux, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm telling you right now.
Trenches Lineman Camp coming up with Santana and Gilbert Brown July 30th and August 1st, 10 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the MFC Sports Complex, 4170 North Liddell Avenue in Glendale. Wait a second. MFC Sports Complex. Ain't that our guy Roy Henning from Great Lakes Dragway's place?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Roy. He's mending a little elbow right now, but he's going to be ready to go.
Man, that dude was sending me pictures. It's more than a little. That dude.
Come on, man. We can't hype it up too much. Then he ain't going to be ready to go.
Okay, fine.
We're going to just send a little elbow.
Yeah. Hurry up and get it ready for Gilbert and Santana. MFC Sports Complex. Make sure to sign up today. and do that as well. And again, follow Gilbert on Twitter, and he can help you sign up there too, at Gilbert Brown. Always a pleasure to have you on, man. Have fun at Leroy's thing, and make sure they treat you well.
Thanks, Sparky, man.
All right,
buddy. Talk to you later.
See ya. There he is, Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Famer, the Gravedigger. Follow him on Twitter, at Gilbert Brown.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.